Hello?
Mr. Ehrlich?
Yes.
The speaker,
sir. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Mr. Speaker, John Ehrlichman.
Yes, sir.
The President asked me to call you to give you a fill-in on his breakfast with Senator Mansfield this morning.
Yes, sir.
The President offered to make available to the Senate and the House the 47 volumes of the report on Vietnam and the 1965 study of the Tonkin Gulf incident. These documents are, as you know, still classified, and they would come to the bodies under those classifications. At the same time, there is a declassification review underway, which Secretary Laird mentioned yesterday. So Senator Mansfield will be calling you.
I had a call from McGregor saying that they were sending them up here to be on the alert.
Right, well.
Over the military committee.
Senator Mansfield, I think, wants to talk with you about the disposition of the documents. He has in mind that the joint leadership of both bodies should get together and discuss how they will be distributed. And he, I think, has in mind some sort of a joint committee. But the President said that this was entirely up to the leadership of the bodies. So Senator Mansfield indicated to the President this morning that he would be calling a meeting of you and Senator Scott and Jerry Ford and anyone else that you felt would be appropriate to discuss how to go from here.
I see. Well, that McGregor's call came to one of my secretaries earlier.
Today?
Yeah, or later, today.
I see.
9:25.
Mm-hmm.
It was related here at 9:20, and I just speak to the person.
Right.
Said this amounts to a bail book, and they handled it by immediately referring them through the parliamentarian or security storage by the Armed Services Committee.
Oh, well, that's a logistics. I think that was because Secretary Laird was concerned about how they would be stored.
Oh, I see.
But that's really a logistical problem that we can work out.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.